Aloha. I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and today we're going to talk about an inspiring subject. And the subject is enthusiasm. Do you know the root word enthusiasm? It comes from the Greek word entheos, which means the God within. And the happiest, most enthusiastic and inspiring people are those who have found the secret of maintaining their connection to the God within, enthusiasm. And it can come from a few ways. When you're just starting, when you're just beginning, you can have a lot of enthusiasm. But after you've been at it for a while, and sometimes the things you thought were going to happen don't happen, it can be at times challenging. So we begin to be a little skeptical in life. There's so many scams and phone calls and things that happen. But I've been meditating for over 50 years, and I have never been scammed by God. I've never been disappointed when my compass was set inside in meditation. So we need to be able to be clear and remove some of the negative scars and damages done to us over lifetimes, and to be able to be clear, to be inspired again. To have, in a way, a beginner's mind. And the beginner's mind is really talked about beautifully by Suzuki Roshi. He wrote a book called Beginner's Mind. And from it, he says, the beginner's mind is the mind of compassion. When our mind is compassionate, it is boundless. And think about it. If you have a boundless mind, that boundless mind is then connected to the universal mind, the original mind, where we can be in tune with ourselves and true to our true selves and in sympathy for all beings. But having a beginner's mind can be a difficult thing if you've been practicing for a long time, as I have. So how do you get that, and how do you maintain that openness, the smile you see on a baby's face, the promise in a rosebud? How do you maintain that when everything blossoms and grows and sometimes many things fall away in your life? Again, you get it by going to that source within, by being inspired, that is connecting with that spirit. Inward, that inward spirit is the pure power of inspiration. And we can do this in many ways, you know, but the first way, of course, is to consistently, always have that faith to go within and the strength and the courage to remember your true purpose. I wrote a poem this morning. It says, oh, to have a fresh breath of pure enthusiasm, that energy that carries us to be able to embrace all of life and believe in life's possibilities, to be able to remove any of the delusions and illusions and judgments that close our heart, and open up to the innocence that was there when we made our first start. To have that beginner's mind with the wisdom of a child. To see love as the greatest gift. And hold that open heart to be able to believe in it all. Oh, to have that priceless smile for life and open up our arms to say yes It is possible to be the best I can. So let's go inside and take a look at that inner state of enthusiasm of the God within. Let's take a few deep breaths and close our eyes. Breathe in and let go of any disbeliefs and cynicism. Just breathe out any tension. Breathe in pure beingness and breathe out any doubts, any blocks. Go deeper and deeper within to that place of the heart of all hearts. Breathe in that light within the heart. Breathe deep and now release and see the heart blossoming with love. The heart is fed by love. And as we go deeper into the heart, if there's any blocks, any scars, anything that has closed your heart that has hurt you, find that spirit, that place within your soul that can come and clear the blocks with light. Breathe that light in now and allow it to come through your crown chakra and down through your neck and into your heart. And allow that light to completely shine like the brightest of all lights, with the light of a million suns, the light of pure innocence, the light of enthusiasm, the light that comes from the God there within. Breathe it in and allow it to fill your entire mind with light, your body with light, your emotions with energy, a clearing that brings back your pure essence of who you really are. Let this energy now renew you. Feel yourself being restored to your true self, to your beginner's mind, to your child within, with love, with healing, and allowing to receive that compass that sets your mind and your soul to that God light within, to that true purpose that you hold. Allow it to infuse you with new energy so that you're reborn to who you truly are, that you remove anything that might hold you back from that pure essence of who you are, that is full of light, that is always blossoming with love, that is born again each and every day, to all opportunities, to all possibilities, with an excitement of a beginner's mind. Feel that now. Feel that you can create the life you wish to live. Believe it. Breathe it in. And right here in this moment, be in that light of all possibilities. Smile and let it be. And now we're going to slowly come out of meditation, infused with that enthusiasm, with that innocence, with that pure power of being who you really are. Say yes to it. Thank it. Allow it to guide you. Let it be your true compass in life. And as we come out of meditation, see if there's anything that comes to you as a message. Is there anything that you need to remember from this meditation? If so, Write it down. Let it be your affirmation for living. I'm going to close with the Aramaic Lord's Prayer. Avum debushmaya ni tikadash shema tete malkuta. No way to save you, Nak. Akana debushmaya obara. Haulan lakma desun kan in yamana. Wash woklin haubain. Akana dapanyan shuakin eliabain. Ula talan el nisiona. Ella pisan menbisha. Metal de la ki malkuta u haila utish bhakta. La alam amin amen. Thank you for listening, and thank you for believing in who you really are. Blessings always.